future marriage only with the blessings of all the devotees on this auspicious day. So may I ask Shankarshan Charan Prabhu to please stand up. Shankarshan Charan Prabhu is in a council of Gaur Gopal Prabhu and he's been chanting since almost 9 years. He's received 6 years of Vaishnava training at the Bandirwan base and 1 year in the temple. And he has rendered preaching and temple website development services. Since the last 3 years particularly, he has been assisting Gaur Gopal Prabhu in outreach and online preaching services. And may I ask Madhvi Gopi Mataji, Mansi Dhume Mataji, to please stand up. So, Madhvi Gopi Mataji is a counselor of Anupam Prabhu and she's also been in the movement chanting 16 rounds since 2010 and been rendering various preaching and deity worship services in the Thane preaching center. And she's very enthusiastic and especially in participating in every book distribution marathon and Kartik Yatra services. So may I request all the assembled devotees to please give their heartfelt blessings by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Hari Bol! Om Agyan Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jainatas Moi Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirbishesha Shunyavari Pastya Desha Tarine Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauradvishe Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Nama. Hare Krishna. Thank you for being with us on the auspicious occasion of Sri Gaur Purnima, the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We thank Shyamananda Prabhu for his illuminating discourse, to Krishna Chandra Prabhu for always encouraging everyone in every way, and to each and every one of you for your life in the spirit of devotion. Shyamananda Prabhu was citing this beautiful verse from Srila Rupa Goswami that was especially selected by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as one of the opening verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Rupa Goswami is offering the supreme most blessing to everyone, and that is to receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that mercy? Is the deepest mystery and the highest revelation of all the great scriptures and of the saints. The Vedic literatures compiled by Srila Vyasadeva describe various aspects of the one supreme absolute truth and goals of life that are available to human beings. Material pleasure and all the things that help us to enjoy that more, up to the elevation of heavenly planets. Mystic powers, economic development, religiosity, liberation from suffering. But in his culmination of all literatures, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva tells, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra, that all these goals are actually a disturbance. The single highest purpose of life is the awakening of the original consciousness within us. We are all eternal souls. We are all eternally part of Krishna in our deepest essence. Is to love Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam culminates with Sri Radha's love for Krishna. But who can understand this appropriately in this age of Kali? It's so esoteric. Sukadeva Goswami speaks of it in a way that it's almost secretive. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they appear in this age of Kali, the Panchatattva, to break the seal of the treasure of love of Godhead, to taste it, to share it with one another, and then to distribute it to the people of the world. Without considering who is fit, who is unfit, what is the particular place that people are living, what is their occupations, what is the time. In the normal Vedic and Brahminical ways of doing things, there's what is auspicious and what is inauspicious is very important. The time, the place, the circumstance. But the Panchatattva came to give the highest truths without considering any of these things. It was just a matter of who was willing to accept it and follow it. So it was on this day, Gaur Purnima, at the time of the rising of the moon, at the time of a lunar eclipse, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for this purpose. Radha Bhavaduti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. The most complete rasa or ecstatic joy is what Krishna came to give the world. Krishna wanted to taste what it is like to receive his love and what it is like to love him. What is the happiness a person gets by realizing my love for them and by their love for me. Krishna wanted to experience the very essence of himself, the very essence of the eternal supreme spiritual joy of the spiritual world, the very essence which great saintly persons are striving to just taste a drop of. But Krishna wanted to taste the whole ocean. And there's only one place where that could be found, in his own Ladini Shakti, Sri Radha, who is the reservoir of all prema, of all love. Krishna knows everything. The Gita tells us, Vedaham Samatitani, he knows past, present, future, he knows every living being. As the Paramatma, he knows every thought, every word of every living being, everywhere, forever, and he never forgets. He's Atmarama. He's the source of all bliss, anand, self-satisfied. But yet Krishna is searching to taste the sweetness of the complete fullness of a devotee's love for him and the complete fullness of what it is to be loved by him. And Sri Radharani is that origin of all love, the supreme lover and the supreme object of Krishna's love. So Krishna descends into this world once in a day of Brahma, which is, if you consider day and night together, it's about 8,400,000,000 years. And at the same time, he is appearing as the Yuga Avatar to spread the glories of the particular Yuga Dharma in this age of Kali. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to taste the sweetness of this ecstatic love and along with his associates to distribute the opportunity for others. Not just love of God. Love of God is the highest conception there is. It's beyond liberation. It's beyond any type of material attainment. But the love of God of the Brijabasis, of Vrindavan, the love of God that is under the loving shelter of Srimati Radharani. That is what Lord Chaitanya came to give. And how? I'd like to make one little reference to what Shamanand Prabhu was speaking about. When Lord Chaitanya was in Varanasi, and he met with Prakashananda Saraswati, His Holiness. Here was somebody who was trying to destroy Lord Chaitanya's reputation. For a preacher, a reputation is really his only wealth, or her only wealth. Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi. He gave up everything to give Krishna to others. And here was somebody who was saying the worst terrible things about Lord Chaitanya. He was just a sentimentalist. He didn't understand knowledge. He was with the wrong people. He was doing the wrong things. But Lord Chaitanya, like Nityananda Prabhu with Jagai and Madhai, They were more on the physical level of assault. Jagai and Marai attacked to kill Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, but they especially arranged things so they could deliver them. So on an intellectual, philosophical, more brahminical level, Prakashananda was trying to defeat and destroy Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching, which was his life. But Lord Chaitanya, like Nityananda Prabhu, who endured all sorts of difficulties, he humbled himself. He humbled himself in such a way that Prakashananda Saraswati developed an affection for him and was willing to listen to what he said. And ultimately became transformed. He dedicated his entire life and he trained tens and thousands of renunciates that the ultimate goal is impersonal liberation. And here, right in front of his best of all students, he accepted that liberation is only like a drop compared to the ocean of the happiness of prema, of love, love for God, love for Krishna. Now, some years before this, when Lord Chaitanya was Nimai Pandit, not even the most elevated devotees recognized or appreciated that he's the Lord that they've been praying for practically their whole lives, because he concealed himself. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya. That by the power of yogamaya or maya, we're covered from understanding Krishna. He's in our hearts. He's the closest person to us forever. He's in and between every atom. Everything is his energy. Why can't we see Krishna? It's only because we're covered by this curtain of yogamaya or maya. But even the most elevated devotees like Srivas, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, Haridas Prabhu, they couldn't recognize him. Murari Gupta was arguing with him, debating with him, chastising him. He didn't see, this is my beloved Ram. Can you imagine Hanuman arguing with Ram? That's what happened. Hanuman chastising Ram. Well, in Mahaprabhu's Leela, that Murari Gupta was Hanuman, he's chastising. Why are you so naughty, Nimai? But Lord Chaitanya had his Leela, where he had everybody not able to recognize. And it was at that time that he went to Bangladesh, in those days, East Bengal. And he went as a teacher of Sanskrit grammar. And he was such a good teacher, as our beloved Shyamananda Prabhu explained, anybody who got certified by Nimai Pandit was the most recognized. It's like here, if you multiply a PhD at IIT by 10 million times, that was the prestige of getting a diploma of Nimai Pandit. At least that's my explanation. It doesn't say exactly like that. It's more.
So he went there just to teach. And the people of East Bengal at that time, they weren't like Navadweep. Navadweep were the greatest scholars on the planet were coming there to learn. It was like a professor from IIT going to teach the highest subjects to the nursery at Gopal's garden. They don't deserve this. But he went. These people weren't very learned. They didn't have the wealth or the intellectual capabilities to go up to Navadweep to study like so many others. But he went to teach them. And what it usually takes a first-class intellectual student 12 years, he would give them all that information and more and give them the power to remember it and teach it within a matter of a month or two. That was Nimai Pandit. He's the source of all knowledge. Sarvasya chaham hridishani vishto matasmitir jnanam apoharam cha. He's also the source of remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. We saw what Digvijay Pandit, when he was a scholar, he knew everything. But by the Lord's mercy, he forgot everything. So he was teaching his students. And at this time, nobody knew who he really was. None of the saints of Navadweep knew who he was. Sachimata, his own mother, didn't know who he was. She just thought he's a naughty boy. Now he's a good scholar. But everyone loved him. So after he taught all of his students, and they fell in love with him, they were so grateful to him. From an academic perspective, it was the causeless mercy, karuna. And he was just about to leave to go back to Navadweep. He was sitting on the banks of the Padmavati River. There was one Brahmin. His name was Tapan Mishra. And he was a very religious man. But he didn't want to just be religious. He wanted to understand what truly is the goal of life. And what's the process of achieving that goal? And he studied so many scriptures, and he was a scholar. And he went to so many saints and rishis and pundits, but he wasn't satisfied. He was going, trying to go deeper and deeper into what really is the goal of life. And of course, there are so many different opinions, and there are so many different types of instructions, and there's so many different type of religious systems. But he was trying to find that essence, that goal. He was chanting his mantra, and studying and searching. He was so sincere. He didn't want to just be a devotee. He wanted to go to the heart of what it really is. Material wealth, fame, comforts, entertainment, mystic powers, liberation, all these things. He wasn't satisfied with any of it. He was praying. He was crying. He came to a very important realization that we cannot attain that goal by ourselves. We cannot even truly understand that goal by ourselves. Because he was far better equipped than practically anyone in the world today. But he realized it can only happen by mercy. And he was praying for that mercy. Then, on a particular night, he had a dream. In that dream, there was a celestial being, an effulgent personality, who spoke to him. You are trying to understand what is the sadhya, the goal of life, and the sadhana, the way of achieving it? Just close by, near the Padma River, is Nimai Pandit. He is the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead. He's come in various incarnations to deliver the highest truth. And now he is here. Go to him. Take shelter of him. Surrender. Surrender your heart to him. And he can explain to you what is the true goal of life and how to attain it. Do not tell anyone what I spoke to you, or you will regret it. Tapan Mishra woke up and he felt that he was so lucky. He felt so fortunate. What a dream. And immediately he went to the Padma River, and there he saw Nimai sitting with his students saying goodbye to them. He's just about to leave. It was just perfect timing. If he came just after that, Nimai would have crossed the river and left. And in front of all the students, there were so many, they were all coming and giving simple gifts to Lord Chaitanya to bring back to Navadvip with him. The great pandit, Tapan Mishra, he comes and offers repeated obeisances, bowing down again and again, and gets up in front of everyone with folded hands and prays, "Please tell me, what is the highest sadhya and what is the sadhana in which I can achieve it? What is the goal of life and the means by which I could realize it?" And he explained to Lord Chaitanya, "This world is a place of suffering. It doesn't matter how comfortable people are. It doesn't matter how successful people are. It's a world of inherent suffering. I don't want something here. I want the truth." And Nimai smiled. And he said, "You are so fortunate that you are seeking that highest truth. And let me tell you," because Nimai, as I said, he was not revealing who he was. He said, he quoted from the scriptures, "Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chuduskritam." Lord Chaitanya cites Bhagavad Gita, that the Lord appears in this world again and again to establish dharma, to protect the pious. And to liberate the impious. So he explains from the Srimad Bhagavatam that the Lord appears in the Satya Yuga to teach meditation. to teach the highest dharma through meditation. In Treta Yuga, to reach the highest dharma through performing of yajna. In Dwapara Yuga, through worshipping him. And in the age of Kali, he appears to teach the highest goal through the chanting of holy names, Nam Sankirtan. Then he cited various shastras to glorify the power of the holy name, including Hadarnam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasdeva, 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 Gatiranyata. And Lord Chaitanya explained, by sincerely chanting the holy names of the Lord, which is the essence of the path of bhakti, then the satya, the ultimate goal, is achieved. And what is that? By this chanting of the holy names, the sprout of ecstatic love of God awakens and grows and blossoms from within the heart. It is this prema, this love of God, that is the supreme goal. And it is through the practice of bhakti, which is built upon the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, that one can achieve it. Then Lord Chaitanya said that you practice this and everything will be attained. Tapan Mishra was so happy. He said, you're leaving for Navadvip now. I don't want anything else. I want to go with you. He was willing to renounce everything of his life and go to Navadvip with Lord Chaitanya. In fact, he had no other desire except to do that, because he understood that Lord Chaitanya was going to establish the Harinam Sankirtan movement. He hadn't done it yet. He could be there. Lord Chaitanya said, I want you to go to Varanasi and stay there. And after some years, I will take sannyas and I will come there. Tapan Mishra, this was the test of his chanting of the holy names too. Ultimately, it wasn't about himself. He was willing to do whatever it took to please Nimai Pandit, even something so difficult. Because in those days, there was only about 3 or 4 devotees in Varanasi. It was the capital of Prakashananda Saraswati, who at the time was very much against the principles of bhakti. But Tapan Mishra, Sansidya Haridoshanam, by molding our life in such a way that everything we do is really for the pleasure of the Lord. From a selfish perspective, he was willing to relinquish the most incredible opportunity of the Lord's personal association. And then he asked to meet Lord Chaitanya alone. And he told Lord Chaitanya about the dream. How they said that you are that Supreme Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya said, your dream is true, but do not tell anyone. Go to Varanasi. So Lord Chaitanya went to Navadvip and he went there. And it was perhaps, how many years? Many years. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established Sankirtan movement in Navadvip. He had those wonderful kirtans at Srivasangam. He had that incredible Harinam procession to Chankasi's house. He grew that mango tree and personally plucked the mangoes and fed the mangoes to each devotee every day for a year. All these wonderful Sankirtan pastimes. He met Nityananda Prabhu there. Gadadhar Pandit was there. Haridas Thakur was there. Advaita Prabhu remained there. Such leelas were happening on Navadweep. And Tapan Mishra was upstream in the Ganga, just waiting. And Mahaprabhu, for about 6 years, he performed kirtan and Navadweep. Then he took sannyas and went to Puri. Then he went to South India for 2 years. So it was a long time waiting. And finally, he came to Varanasi. Because Lord Chaitanya actually told Tapan Mishra in East Bengal, you just go there and chant the holy names and please me by going there, and I will explain. I will explain everything in more detail when I come. And he had such patience. If it was you and me, we probably, after a few months, we would have just gotten in an airplane or a train and just gone to Navadweep. Because he was a pure devotee. In East Bengal, when Lord Chaitanya embraced him, just upon being embraced by Lord Chaitanya, his hairs were standing on end and he shivered in ecstasy. So he loved the Lord. But such devotion. But when Lord Chaitanya came, what did he see? What history did he see? He saw this great discussion with Prakashananda Saraswati. He got to feed the Lord every day with prasad for 2 months. He was there to witness the historic discussion between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatan Goswami. And most special of everything, he had a son whose name was Raghunath. His son was a little child, but he saw the affection and the love that Lord Chaitanya had for his little son. And he saw how his little son Raghunath Bhat became the great Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis. What could be more pleasing to a parent than having Raghunath Bhatta Goswami as a son? Of course, he didn't have any grandchildren from him. But in one sense, every devotee since the time of the six Goswamis are grandchildren of Tapan Mishra in a spiritual sense. So this is the gift that Srila Prabhupada has come to give us. And this is what it's important to remember on this holy day of Gaur Purnima. The importance of really Vyabhashayatmaka Bhotyareki Hakudunandana. Whatever we're doing in our lives. Because at the time, Tapan Mishra, he was a grihastha. He had a child. Lord Chaitanya didn't tell him to give up his family. He just told him, chant Hare Krishna, go do this seva for me. And you will, and keep your mind and your heart fixed on your goal. grihe tako, vane tako, sadahari bole tako. We may have families, we may be living in an ashram as a sadhu, a brahmachari. We may be in business, we may be in academics, we may be in farming, maybe in technology. But it's important that we have sadhana. Sadhana is hearing and chanting in the association of devotees, especially worshipping of the deities. These are all forms of sadhana by which we keep our focus on the goal of our life. Because Maya is always going to be making efforts to distract us from our goal in our life. Through personal interactions with others and conflicts with others and through physical diseases or through disappointments in business or disappointments in family affairs or disappointments in the weather. Or sometimes when things really go our way, those are the greatest distractions because we become intoxicated by these ideas. So this story is especially important. How we need the association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada gave us his books and said, To keep your mind focused according to your capacity, read these books, discuss with each other. Shravanam Kirtanam. And whatever our field is in life, whatever may happen circumstantially within our life, whatever our destiny, our karma, sometimes people do horoscopes. Whatever the horoscope says, keep your mind focused on Krishna. If knowing your destiny distracts you from keeping your mind on Krishna, then it's unfavorable. If knowing your destiny helps you keep your mind on Krishna. But one thing's for sure, as far as your physical destiny, janma mrityu jara vyadi, you're going to grow old. How old? That we don't know exactly. But you're going to get diseased. And what's next? It's not such a popular subject. But it's the reality. Everything and everyone in this world physically dies. So there's a need to recover the true nature of the soul, to love Krishna. And in whatever situation, whatever may happen, whatever doesn't happen, wherever we are, it's important that we help each other. Communities are critical. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself who takes the role of a devotee to teach people how to love Krishna. In the mood of Sri Radha, she's teaching us how to love Krishna. Who knows better how to love Krishna than Srimati Radharani? We can have our ideas, but so what? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how much he loved to be in the association of his devotees, and Navadvipa, Srivas, and the others. When he was living, he was doing kirtans all nights with his devotees, and all day with his devotees. Harikatha, in Jagannath Puri, he would have kirtans in Jagannath temple for so many hours every day. He would sit with his devotees, hearing Gadadhar Pandit read from the Srimad Bhagavatam every day at Tota Gopinath temple. And even in the last 12 years of his leelas, he would hear and chant the glories of Lord Krishna with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. The priceless treasure of association. It is important, in order for that association to be following in the footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, each and every one of us has to take the responsibility to be that type of association. We both receive it, and we also share it. It's not difficult. Help each other to remember Krishna. Help each other to chant the names of Krishna. And that's what these temples are for. We see on so many festivals, people are coming together to cook for Krishna. They're inspired by each other to be in their homes to cook for Krishna, to decorate the temple for Krishna. To come and hear the glories of Krishna. Association is so crucial to our sadhana. And the heart of our sadhana is hearing and chanting. Hearing the glories of the Lord, developing a taste for hearing the glories of the Lord. And that taste comes through our humility and our eagerness to serve Vaishnavas. Our eagerness to help people who spiritually are in need in this world. When we make our life focused in these ways, whatever our occupation or field, then Krishna will be pleased. But then it's important that we give the time and the effort to hear the glories of the Lord, to speak the glories of the Lord, and to chant the names of the Lord. In japa, in kirtan. All of these things help us to keep focused on the goal of our life. And the more we're focused on the goal of our life, the more we understand how much we need to chant Krishna's names and to be with Krishna's devotees in the mood of the servant. And the more we do that, the more we understand the greatness of the goal of life. And the more we understand the greatness of the goal of life, the more we want to be there. And the deeper we understand how helpless we are, dependent on Krishna, who has descended in the most beautiful, merciful sound vibration of his holy name. Actually, I was only supposed to speak for 5 minutes tonight. Doctors didn't want me to strain. I don't want to go into those details. But somehow in my current state, just by being with all of you, I became energized. It is true, the power of the association of devotees. Sitting here on this seat, I'm just feeling so fortunate because I get to be with you. And I feel such limitless blessings showering upon me, Prabhupada's blessings coming through all your glances. And for those of you who aren't sleeping, you're all glancing. So you may think that the person sitting up here is giving so much, but she's getting so many merciful glances from so many devotees. The longer I speak, the more I get to receive your mercy. And if we can please the devotees, Prabhupada is pleased. And if Prabhupada is pleased, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they bestow their causeless mercy. And Gaur Purnima is about pleasing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and keeping the goal of our life in mind and keeping as the greatest treasure we have the beautiful gifts we have to achieve that goal. Satsang and sadhana and seva. So let us pray. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his highest ecstasies, when he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, when Uddhava came to Vrindavan, in the culmination of all ecstatic rasa, in this viraha bhav, mahabhav, it was in that state, in the Gambira, in Puri, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed the ecstasies of his heart in the 8 verses of Shikshastakam. And step by step, he's not only teaching us what the goal of life is, but how to achieve it in this Shikshastakam. Trinarapi sunichena taror ibaseshnuna hamani namana dena kirtaniya sadari. Previous to this, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, he's teaching us how the power of the holy name and how it purifies our heart and awakens ecstatic love. Nam namakari bahuta nija sarvashakti. And God has many names and has empowered all of his glories, his sweetness, his beauty, his powers in his holy names. But if we want to develop a taste for chanting, we must be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant and forgiving than a tree. Srila Prabhupada says that a tree is so many discomforts in the cold winter, standing covered with ice, in the summer, blazing sun, giving shade to others. And then Prabhupada says, and even if you come and chop down the branches of the tree, or even chop the tree down, the tree doesn't even protest. Who could do that? But Lord Chaitanya is giving this an example. To offer all respect to others and not expect respect for oneself. Those two lines, don't expect respect for yourself and give respect to others. Those two lines could solve all the conflicts in the world. Yes, we don't need a United Nations or anything. All we need is those two lines. But because we're so complicated, we just can't understand these two lines. So much conflict. And even devotees who memorize those lines. We have to take them very deeply in our hearts. This is part of our sadhana. If we want to attain the sadhya, this is part of the sadhana. Trinadapi sunichena, amani namana dena. And then natanamna janamna sundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani shwari bhavatad bhakti rahoite kitai. What is it that we really want from this chanting? We want to love Krishna. And to love Krishna means to serve Krishna, to please Krishna in any situation. And then Mahaprabhu is teaching praying that when will that day come when I'm chanting, tears are pouring from my eyes and hairs are standing on end and my voice is choked with emotion.
And then through this process, we come to this stage of Viraha, where Krishna, a moment not in your presence is like a yuga. Yugayatam nameshina. Sunyayatam jagat saravam.
The whole world is a dreary void without you, Govinda.
And then the limitless state of a selfless servant, Krishna, you can do anything you want with me. You can trample on me, you can embrace me, you can be making me brokenhearted by neglecting me. But I'm your servant. I'm here to make you happy unconditionally.
Step by step, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is this Shikshastakam?
It's Sri Radharani's love pouring out of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mouth in the form of these verses.
It's his ecstasy. It's simultaneously his ecstasy and his compassion.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to taste the sweetness of Radha's love and taste the sweetness of the happiness that she experienced when she tastes his love. And to establish the Sankirtan movement to deliver the conditioned souls of this world. And he has harmonized these two together through the Sankirtan movement of Parama Karuna, Pahundwijana, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Their karuna, their compassion, their mercy is through the Sankirtan movement, which is explained so nicely in Shikshastakam. They're giving this love. Mahaprabhu is sharing with us his love. Srila Prabhupada went through so many difficulties. Why? Because he fully understood the glory and the power of this love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he had such deep faith in it. So on Gaur Purnima, let us humble ourselves, be deeply grateful, and let us keep as the goal of our life our sadhya, the sadhana of sharing this gift that we have received with each other and together with the whole world. Thank you very much.
Gau Premanande, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Nitai Gaura Chandra ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Sri Gopal ki jai. We will now have Gaura Arti.